Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the pod. It is a fun one today. Just me and Fran. Fran just texting away on her phone.
No, I'm trying to log into my new X account, my X account.
So RIP to Twitter. It's been quite a few weeks since it's come out that Twitter is now going to be called X based on Elon Musk's new rebranding. Yeah. His daughter's named X something as well.
X?
His daughter's named something like X.
Really?
Yeah, so we wanted to pay tribute to Twitter because although we don't use Twitter anymore, back in the day,
it's Vivian. What?
Her name's Vivian?
Yeah.
It's not no, X. But like she has like a name like with a bunch of letters.
Okay.
No, for real.
Okay, anyways.
We are not avid Twitter users. We have not been avid Twitter users as of recently, but back in the day, we tweeted like it was our fucking day job. So in honor of RIP to Twitter, we are going to read through some of our cringy tweets.
So I can't find mine, but
let's start with
you, Sam.
Some of mine, and then we'll go to France profile. Seriously, UPS, it would be great if my packages that I pay a lot of money to ship would come on time. You guys suck. Like, UPS is not going to see that. Oh my God, this was bad. This is bad.
What is it?
Why are women professors the meanest people ever?
How's that bad?
Why would I tweet that? Bibliographies are the most useless, boring, stupid things school can ever make me do. Okay, I literally just tweeted about how shitty university was.
You're just a prissy, like, little, like...
My life is just one huge, I don't know. Oh my God!
You would find that on, like, a Forever 21 top. You definitely copied that from, like, fucking
Tumblr.
No,
I didn't. From, like, Tumblr. I need a couple drinks and a vacation ASAP.
How old were you?
This is 2016, so I was, what?
You're illegal.
Huh?
Oh, you're 19.
Was I 19?
Yeah.
TBT to being young and not... Wow. This... I wish I could go back to this girl saying this and be like, first of all, you are young. And second of all, you don't know stress, okay? TBT to being young and not having to stress about the debt I'm gonna be in after the holidays. Those were the days.
Debt.
Haha. Look, another one about school. Best feeling is looking around the exam room and seeing people with their head in the air looking just as lost as you. Oof. Am I a poet? Like, these are actually kind of like articulate. Exams are seriously ruining my Christmas spirit. Wow. Look, another one. Feeling almost accomplished studying for finals, only to realize that there's still a whole nother semester after this.
Why are you obsessed with like tweeting about school for?
I truly wish I was one of those people who could start assignments weeks before rather than start it at 10 p.m. the night before it's due. Wow. No wonder I got no likes because people were like, you're a fucking downer. All right. Here's another one. SOS, running out of ideas on how to procrastinate writing my assignment. Okay, let's scroll a little further back. Like, these were still when I was in university. So let's like maybe try and get to high school.
Okay.
Cringy. Standby. Fran wrote, at Ryerson U, it is encouraged that students engage in video calls when speaking to faculty to reduce exposure to the virus, but mandatory to attend class with over 100 students in a lecture. If our community wants to partake in preventative measures, classes should still be held online. And that's for the safety of both professors and students.
I got
students.
A lot of retweets on that and likes, I think.
You got 3 likes. Oh. Apple really needs to get its shit together. I literally... here's more talk about essays. I literally write 10 words of an essay, reward myself with the amount of progress I've made, then take another hour to write 10 more words. Haha.
I wrote that? Can we pass?
I wish I had a puppy to dress up in little cute Halloween costumes. Oh,
and then we got Kiki. Insert Kiki in the angel costume. I'll put it in there.
It's shocking what happens in the world today. People are fucking sick.
Okay. Go off.
This is 2017, so you were...
17.
Yeah. Misery loves company. Typical quote.
From a grade 12. You're 17.
I guess. Okay, let's read a couple more and then we'll move on. Crazy how things might not work out the way you wanted to, but always for the better. Fran just posted typical.
You got
tweets.
A goal to like
summer 20. Would be 100 times more enjoyable if mosquito bites weren't a thing.
It's true.
Worst thing you can do to yourself is exaggerate your place in other people's lives.
That is
not
facts.
Sure what that means though.
Don't know either, but it sounds like it's pretty good. I think I meant the worst thing you can do for yourself is...
I need a puppy. You tweeted that.
I literally manifested Kiki. Wow.
The best things are found when you stop looking for them. You literally just tweeted fucking Tumblr quotes. Anyways, Fun times.
Enough of that.
Our rest in peace to Twitter. You were good while you lasted, but let's see what this
all new... I remember on Twitter was people would make notes, like a note of like who hooked up in grade 9. This is what I vividly remember. It was a note of everybody who made out in grade 9 with each other. Like it was what a list. Mean?
On Twitter?
Someone made a list and put it on Twitter, and it was circulating Twitter of all the grade 9s in SCL who like made out with each other.
Do you remember?
It was so weird. I vividly remember it.
Do you remember? I don't think you had this, but Form Spring.
Yeah, Ask FM. It was
or cool. Ask FM. That was that toxic.
Shit. That got me so much shit. It was people making rumors about you, and then my dad would see and be like, what the fuck is this? I remember he got
basically,
like-
for those of you who don't know what, especially Gen Zers, even though you're kind of Gen Z, but Ask FM and Formspring were basically the same sort of idea. And it was an anonymous like forum. So I had an account and it would be like Sam Cento, whatever. People can go to my account and write in like the post thing and be like, who did you like hook up with last night?
But it's a rumor. Like it didn't but people, actually
like,
happen.
People were able to like post this on your feed and you could answer it. Like you could, or it would be like your top 10 people that you would hook up with in grade 10.
Or like thoughts on blank.
Oh, there was one I remember. Thoughts on Roman Sansone. I remember that. And like, I would give my thoughts. I don't fucking remember. But I remember questions like that. And like, then Fran had Ask FM, but it was public. So like my dad could go and type in my name, Ask FM, and then it would come up and he would see that. And it was like.
That was not a good. That was like a really, it's a weird.
That is toxic. Platform. I don't know how the fuck that was even a thing. I wanted to, I mean, I don't have many really weekly updates other than the fact that I am actively looking to go on more vacations. And I know this is just such a like cliche thing, but like I was thinking about it and traveling is really the only thing that's going to get you out of your comfort zone and make you feel like you're not living the same life every single day, like the same day, every single day of your life.
Yeah.
And I just... Okay, so basically what I like to do in my spare time is like watch geography videos. I know that's weird, but like I'll go on YouTube and be like top 10 cities to live or top 10 places to travel in 2023 and things like that. And it just like made me want to travel. So I started this Google Doc of like different things I want to do and places I want to go. And I'm done waiting for like other people to be like, oh, let's go on a trip. Let's do this. Let's do that. Because like that's very much how I am. Like not that I'm lazy to like look for places to go, but I just think like, someone else needs to initiate it or someone else needs to be down. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to start booking trips and like doing what I want to do because I want to experience and travel the world and like worry about like the serious things later. Like there's still serious things going on now. But I mean, like once you have kids and do all that sort of thing, I can imagine it's probably harder to do. You know what I mean? Like travel. So I just like really want to focus in 2024 on traveling and like just doing what I want to do. Even if it's like small weekend trips to places in Ontario. Like, I get it. Things are busy. Things come up. And, like, I can't travel alone all the time. But, like, that's honestly, I realize, is a focus that I want to have.
I'd rather save my money for travel than a house at this point. Like, honestly, with the freaking, with the prices of the housing market, like, I rather.
So even the prices of houses, it's, like, mortgages, too, or fuck.
Rent, mortgages. Like, I'd rather just save my money and then, like, for travel. I don't know. Until, like, maybe the prices go down or something. Because, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like feasible at this moment. But that kind of leads me into what I want to talk about, because you said about traveling alone. And I saw this TikTok of this girl who was in a relationship or a relationship. And she's like leaving my relationship to go travel and do a solo trip in Europe for
two
or 3 months. And then somebody stitched in, a guy stitched it and was like, okay, so basically like you're saying you're coming back single.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it made me think like, is it a red flag if your partner wants to take a solo vacation by themselves for a month or 2 months? Like if they want to be like, I want to go travel Europe for a month or 2 months, Sia. Is that a red flag? Is that something that would like, that is breakup worthy?
No, because I think that it depends on your trust and communication in the relationship. If you don't trust your partner, you're going to say that that's a red flag because you're going to automatically think, why does she or he want to go travel Europe by himself? You want to hook up with people? You want to do this? You want to do that? I've told Roman before, I've told my significant other before that I want to go to Vancouver for a couple of weeks. I have like work over there and that I can do and people I can meet up with. And I want to go there. You know, I can go by myself. He can come if he wants, but if he doesn't want to, then I'm happy going alone and like just to discover and like, you know, like be with myself, because going out of your comfort zone helps you truly like find yourself and helps you be able to tackle things head on without having those resources easily accessible. So I don't think it's a red flag, but I can see how people who have trust issues would think it's a red flag, but that's more of a them problem.
Yeah. And I feel like also if you're like restricting your boyfriend or girlfriend from going somewhere, like if someone really wanted to go travel Italy, but maybe like they asked you and you weren't able to go, or your timelines didn't match up, but they still want to do it. Like, you shouldn't have to wait on your boyfriend and girlfriend to want to do something that you really want to do. Then I feel like I'd be controlling them. Like, no, you can't go. Sorry, can't go on your solo trip. And also at the same time, is it you projecting your insecurities, but is it also projecting, like, you can kind of flip it in a way. You can be like, well, if you were to go to Euro trip, would you be thinking about hooking up with people? Or would you just want to go and like fuck around? Like, maybe the girl actually just wants to go for a fucking solo trip. So I don't think it's a red flag. I think communication and boundaries obviously have to be set. But the comments were just like, oh, she's coming back single, or oh, see you in the gym, bro. Like, nice. It was nice knowing you and your relationship, kind of thing. As if like that relationship was going to crumble. Like,
But at the same time, if it's someone who's like constantly wanting to travel alone without their partner, I don't think it's a red flag. I just wouldn't like that, because I want to also, like, you're with your partner because you want to experience things with them as well. So if you're constantly just like craving that alone travel, maybe you should reconsider if you even want to be in a relationship. I think you have an eyelash in your hair.
Where? Oh my God, right there. I do.
It just fell. It just fell.
Thank God you caught that. That would have been really embarrassing walking around like that. That was in my hair.
Anyways, I think
I was going to do something about that. Sorry. That was like, anyways, intrusive thought.
Point is, I think that if you are always wanting to do it alone, it needs to be a conversation. Like, hey, like, do you just want to be single because like you only want to travel alone? Like, I think that that's different. But I encourage people to go explore what they want to do. And I think that if your partner doesn't encourage you to follow your dreams, then that's not the right person for you. And like Fran said something the other day to me that actually like made sense. And you were like, if you really think about it, what do you put on this earth to do? Like, what is life for? It's not just for waking up, working, going to school and following this routine. Like, if there's opportunities presented to you and you are privileged enough or like lucky enough to have things have happened to you, whether it's an opportunity to go and travel somewhere or it's a cool job opportunity that takes you other places, if you don't take it because you think that what you're supposed to do is stay where you are and follow this strict path, then like, what are you even living for?
Yeah, it's like you have an opportunity, but maybe like, you know, you got to quit your current job or you can't work, or like, why not fucking just take it? And
what do you mean you can't work?
I don't know. Let's just say like, you get a really cool like brand opportunity, okay? A brand reaches out to you if you're like an influencer or creator, but you have a 9-to-5 job that you really like and that's stable income. But this brand opportunity, like, you can branch out, you can network, you can go travel to freaking South Africa, whatever, but you have to leave your job. I understand like it's different circumstances, like financial and stuff, but like if you have, you know, the means to go take the opportunity, like why not take it? Like why be like, oh, I don't have a job when I get back. But like, you can always figure that out though.
Yeah.
Like a job will always be there. Like it will always be there. You can go on LinkedIn and find like a job if you really wanted to.
And
you
know, again, this isn't being insensitive like to people who.
No, it's not. I'm saying if you have the means to do so, obviously. But I mean, like I always was stuck on the fact that like, oh, like I can't leave this job because like, it's my 9-to-5. But like, if you're young and you have opportunities presented to you, I feel like you should take them, especially when you're young.
At any age, to be honest with you. And like this brings up the point, I was actually talking to someone the other day and I was like thinking about it, like, what would I do? So I'll ask you, if a podcast network decided to take a chance on us and was like, hey, we're going to take a chance on your podcast, we're going to host it on our platform, but you need to fly out to LA and commit to recording once a week, every week. That would mean A, we basically need to move to LA, and B, probably maybe not quit your job that you have here if you work remote. But the main thing is move to LA and spend once a week, every week recording the podcast for this other network.
Well, how long do I have to move to LA for?
Let's say it's a 2-year contract. They're like, we're going to have a 2-year contract.
I don't know if I would do that though. But the thing is with that stuff too, I know I was just saying take opportunities and stuff to your means. And my means would be, I don't want to be away from my family, my boyfriend and my dog for that long. Like that's my means. My means is not just work. Like that to me is like the least important.
But that's not work though. That's an opportunity.
No, I'm saying my means, like my, would I like
So you wouldn't.
What I wouldn't give up is my family, my boyfriend, my dog. What I would give up, what I'm willing to.
You can bring your dog.
No, like I'd be away from my family and my boyfriend. Like I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay, your boyfriend says that he's going
to
come.
Oh my God, Sam. Like, okay, then obviously yes. But I'm just saying like for everyone's different. Like you have to weigh out like
I don't know. See, like things like that, like that is once in a lifetime. So it's like, okay, there's this guy called Alex Becker on YouTube and he's super successful and he talks about, not that I would do this, but it makes me think. He talks about how him moving away from his family, he lives in like in a completely different place, made him the most successful person ever. And now he's able to help his family and he's able to like support them in different ways. But he needed to move away to do that because when you're around like family and friends all the time, yes, they make you happy, but you also feel the sense of like obligation to do all of these things, whether it's like attend events or like be emotionally and mentally there for them.
It's also just being comfortability.
So it's like if you... Like, if that was an opportunity presented to you, like, the first thing you would think about is, no, I don't want to leave my family.
That's the first thought that comes to my head.
But would you, like...
Well, I'd, like maybe, like, reason and try to find solutions, obviously. Like, I that'd be a sick opportunity. But that's the first thought that would come to my head is not job or it's not, like, oh, leaving my job. It'd be, like, oh, fuck, like, my family.
Yeah,
or like,
same. Obviously, I would be, like, okay, I'd be leaving my family and comfortability. But, like, honestly, I think that, like, if an opportunity that was... like that came up where they're like, you, it's a 2-year contract, you need to move to LA or New York or wherever the fuck. Yeah, I would
explore it.
I would like explore it. And I think that's with anything. Like, for example, my boyfriend always wanted to become a streamer. And I was talking to him yesterday and I'm like, you want to become a streamer because you're really good at video games, but do you actually embody what a streamer would do? Like, do you set schedules for yourself to stream from one time to another? And do you like engage on social media and do all these things? Or are you just saying that you want to be a streamer, but like not actually taking actionable steps to do it? He was like, yeah, like, I guess I'm just like standing in my own way because it doesn't feel like a familiar thing to explore. Like that feels weird. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But same with us. Like sometimes the podcast feels weird. Like, and not that we're dragging our feet to do it, but there's been so many times where I've had to remind myself, like, you're not quitting. You need to stay committed because, like, we have a goal and we want to achieve it. And we're starting to see ourselves achieve these goals, which makes us want to keep going. So I also encourage him to do that, too. And I think, like, I don't know. I think everyone should do that. I think everyone should just embody, like, the end goal and what they want to achieve so that, like, those things actually start coming into your life. Because you can't just say you want something and expect it to happen without putting in the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that kind of goes into one thing that I saw. There were 7 Italian phrases, like life phrases. And one of them that I saw...
Italian,
like phrases that like Italians live by. Italian phrases.
Really fucking annoying me, bro.
So one of them is... So what I struggle with sometimes is like, I remember when I had that hot seat episode and I was like talking about my life and Sam was asking me about like, what's like a milestone? And I was like I didn't have one. I was kind of... Oops, sorry. I kind of beat myself up over that every time I see that question. Like, what's your biggest accomplishment you've had? Or what's your milestone? I'm kind of
doesn't
like...
It doesn't have to be anything.
No, I know, but big. Listen. So, obviously, one phrase is La Vida, e Bella, whatever, beautiful life, it's a beautiful life. And these are the 3 lessons that I guess, like, this person got out of that. One, you don't need life-changing milestones to experience joy. 2, notice the little things. A first sip of coffee, a stunning sunset, a long walk with loved ones. And 3, how to savor every moment. But that first one, you don't need life-changing milestones to experience joy, actually like resonates with me. Because I always found that like in order to be happy or proud of myself or something, like I had to do something like extraordinary. You know what I mean? Like something huge, like run a fucking marathon or raise like a lot of money for something or help like homeless people. You know what I mean? Like just something that's like huge or I don't know, get a huge raise or a huge promotion, like things like that to experience joy. But
you know what? It goes hand in hand too, because those things, even if you were to get a huge promotion or like I don't know what some of the other things you said, those aren't going to fulfill you long term anyways, because it's not something that's going to constantly happen. The first sip of coffee every day and like spending time with your no, those are things that are recurring.
Or even it's just like podcasting every week. Like, okay, it's not like a huge milestone that we're doing, but something that consistently brings me joy that I look forward to every week. Going to my Nino's house every week, not a huge milestone, but it's spending time with the 2 people that I love the most in this world, basically. You know what I mean? If going for walks with Kiki, not a milestone, but I'm spending time with like my fucking dog baby.
Life is so long, yet so short at the same time. I feel like if you were to pull out a timeline timeline of your life and you like stood over it, bird's eye view, you would see like us coming to the podcast consistently in the studio for the last year. You would see that as like a milestone. Oh my God,
it's been years to been here.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, happy anniversary.
Oh yeah.
It literally has been like a
oh,
year.
Oh yeah, it's August. It's August.
Oh, time flies when you're having fun.
But with that goes to my point. Like when we look back at like the scheme of our lives and we look into like podcasting every week for a year, that's really just a small thing in the grander scheme of things. And it looks like a big milestone. Like, cause we stayed committed for like a year straight and we've seen the growth from it.
And yeah, that's with everybody. Like there's times maybe like even like you, a milestone for somebody, again, if you do bird's eye view, of somebody who's going to the gym every single day for a year and like wants to lose weight or gain weight or whatever, change your body. You're not going to, like, it's not like a huge milestone, but you seeing yourself again, like going into that gym and coming out every day, that's a milestone. That's like something that every day that you're doing, that's making you happy. So.
And this also brings me to something that I was talking with someone about, and it was my boyfriend. And he said, I'm saying my boyfriend because our videos are getting like on TikTok. I feel like people are starting to see our videos. And when I say Roman, I feel like people don't know who I'm talking about. So that's why I'm saying my boyfriend. But my boyfriend said to me, I was sad one day. He's like, what is the one thing that makes you happiest in this world? It's almost like saying, what's a big milestone? Like, what's the one big milestone? So he was like, what is the one thing that makes you happiest in this world? Think about that and you will get de-stressed.
He mine's Kiki, like straight up. Mine's
okay.
My dog.
But I like, obviously, like I thought, okay, Kiki, or like, what's the one thing that you do that makes you happy? Go and do that. I was like, okay, obviously Kiki makes you happy, like my family, whatever. Like, but I couldn't really think of anything that was like significant. And so I was like, I guess, I don't know. Like, I don't really know the answer to that. And then we were in the grocery store on a Sunday and we were just like laughing in like the frozen foods aisle. And like in that moment, I realized, I was like, I told him, I turned to him and I was like, yo, this is one of those moments that makes me like genuinely happy. And it's like a feeling that you don't realize you're feeling until you're actually forced to recognize it. And it's not even happiness. It's like just like bliss. And it's then like it happened peace. Again. Yeah, yeah. It's like peace or like bliss. And then it happened again when I was at my nonno's house eating lunch during the workday, work from home. And I thought to myself again, I was like, oh, this is one of those moments where it's just like peaceful and blissful. And like, even though there's other things going around you and you're stressed about certain things, like these are one of those moments. And I know this sounds so cliche, but I feel like if he hadn't asked me that question, I wouldn't have been so mindful in those times. And now like actually practicing being mindful and like thinking about in those moments, oh, this is one of those things that makes me feel really like genuinely happy, makes you realize that like life isn't so bad and life isn't so stressful, even when you're going through shit.
Being in the grocery store with like your boyfriend and girlfriend's the best. I'm sorry. It's the best fucking time. I don't know. I love like, I don't know. That's a good point. Sometimes when me and Francie go to Farm Boy, I'm like dragging my feet. I'm like, ugh, the grocery store, like I'm lazy. But then when you get there, it's like, it's fun. I don't know how to explain it. Like you have to be around people who make things just like, even the small mundane tasks of grocery shopping, like fun. That's a milestone for me too.
Yeah.
I had another question.
Wait, I have a question first.
Okay.
So like I said before, I've been watching geography videos and me and Rome.
Me off.
What?
No, my hair is pissing me off. Continue.
I was watching geography videos because like sometimes I think I want to move out of Canada. Like I have these random thoughts where I'm like, okay, I kind of want to move. And it was like top 10 cities, top 10 countries in the world to move. And I think that if there was any other country in the world that I would live in, first of all, it would not be the US. Like I would love to live there, maybe like experience a little bit, but like actually live in, it would probably be a Nordic country like Finland.
Mine would be Dominican Republic.
Friend.
What?
No, you actually think about it holistically.
Okay. A lot of people from Canada moved to like Puerto Rico. Costa Rica.
Yeah, but think about it holistically, okay? In Finland or these Nordic countries, in Finland specifically, university is free. Free, okay? Free university, free healthcare.
Well, I did my research like that. Like, I just said, okay, like, I did my research. I like to do Costa Rica. Like, I don't know.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, that's why I'm saying, like, if you actually dig into it.
Maybe London. I moved to London, England.
But the thing with.
Or Australia.
The thing with those countries is that it's like very dark and gloomy. So you have to be okay with that.
Australia.
But in Finland, they have like the highest, one of the highest income rates and like lower.
Finland. What do you speak there? English?
Finnish.
Finnish?
Finnish. It's like Norway. Norway's another one. They have 14 months paid maternity leave full. Like you can. fuck off. Not fuck off, obviously. Like,
I feel like it's gloomy there too, though, in like Finland and Norway. No, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it is. So that's why that was the con. There. Like, it's cold and like whatever, but like apparently gray. It's the happiest people.
Huh.
You can go to university for free, a high education. It's not like Joe Schmo going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would do London. I'd do Australia, but Australia is just like the animals there. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
but
I
wouldn't live in those areas where the animals are. You wouldn't live in the outback.
Yeah, I would.
I can't believe you live in Dominican. That's the most randomest shit I've ever heard.
I live in Costa Rica.
Yeah, but Costa Rica is like jungle. Like, actually think about living there every day, not staying there for a couple weeks. Like, living somewhere every day. Like, all you're seeing is really jungle. Like, there's not really any cities.
I would do London, I think. I haven't been there before, but I would do London or Italy. Like, I would literally, like, work.
I think I would do Milan in Italy. Like, I wouldn't do, like, La Mezzia.
I've always said that, like, I would want, by the time, I think I said I was 26 or 25. I said I was
next year.
Yeah, it's kind of close. I think I said 26, which is in 2 years, that I'd want to, like, go to Italy and, like, live there for, like, 6 months and then not work. Or work remote, but like whatever. Even if I didn't have a remote job, like be like a server or something. Just something cute, like part time, like during the day. Like live like a local there.
Friend, we've been saying we want to do things like go to Nova Scotia and like work for a week or two, and we just like never do it.
I'm sorry, shit's really busy right now. Like, come on, like let's be
realistic. Right in this moment, yes. But I'm saying like,
okay, so we can do this fall.
Really,
for your birthday, we can go.
Okay, guys, we're going to Halifax.
Okay. Another thing that I want to bring up, I guess, which is another thing, if you think this is a red flag or not. So we're kind of jumping everywhere, but is it a red? So I saw a TikTok. Sorry again. Is it a red flag if your GF or BF, boyfriend and girlfriend, randomly decides to go to the gym, randomly decides to like look better? Because, no, listen, it sounds stupid. But this TikTok, this girl was like,
oh my God, Fran gets all her news from TikTok.
No, I get my thoughts. Like, it makes me think. I know, what people say make me, like, think about, like,
things. Yes, yes.
This girl was like, ladies, if your boyfriend randomly gets, like, starts to go to the gym or wants to, like, start improving, like, his physical appearance, like, he's breaking up with you. And then the girl stitched and said, like, this happened to me twice. Like, as soon as they start to, like, randomly want to look better or, like, go to the gym, like, it means, like, you know, they're either cheating on you or breaking up with you. And people in the comments, like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, oh, my God, yeah. And I was thinking, like, what if they just want to fucking improve their life?
I have no comments on that. I think that's stupid.
But I think
I think that guy was probably already thinking about breaking up with her. And he's like, I'm about to be single anyway. So let me just go to the gym and look good. You know what I mean?
No, listen, wait, let me find it. Because it kind of made me like, it is stupid. That's why I'm bringing it up. Like that TikTok's stupid. I'm sorry to ever made that. But like, you're putting the idea in people's heads, girls' heads or guys' heads, that like if you want to start going to the gym randomly or like looking better, that like it's a bad thing.
I encourage Roman to start going to the gym. Like, same. I literally like encourage.
Like, don't you want to look good for each other too? Like,
I actually, speaking of red flag, green flag, I want to play a game. It's a BuzzFeed game called Red Flag Bean Flag.
Bean Flag?
Red Flag. Oh my God. I'm having a stroke. It's a BuzzFeed game called Red Flag, Green Flag. So I'm going to go through them. I'm going to ask Fran if she thinks this is a red flag or a green flag. Okay?
Okay.
Ready? Okay. Insisting on splitting the check.
Is this in a long-term relationship?
Just whatever. Like, whatever. No.
Like, first date?
Okay. This scenario is you're not like first date, but it's like you're dating. You're not like 3 years, 4 years in. Okay.
Insisting, you are 3 years or
you're
no?
not oh, okay. like that. You're not as far in as you would be okay. right now or me. Insisting on splitting the check. He
every time we go out.
Okay. You're like digging deep. Just like keep a base level.
I don't know. I don't mind. I want to say like, no, it's not a red flag.
So if he was like,
if it's every time it's a red flag, like, come on, you don't have any money to like spend a little okay. bit.
Swearing a lot. I don't care.
No, I don't care. I swear.
Having lots of tattoos and piercings. Nope. Also don't care.
I like that.
Ordering off the menu for you. I think that's a green flag. But that's by preference because I think that like every woman, every man, every whatever. Like,
no, red
I think
flag. Everybody, don't tell me what I want to eat.
Okay, see, everyone's different. I think that it's cute if they order for me. But again, like, this is maybe if you're in a longer term relationship. Like, if my significant other now were to be like, oh, she'll have the chicken and I actually want the chicken.
Well, yeah, because
then,
you...
then I'll be happy. But if he's like, she'll want the chicken, I'm like, I fucking want it to stay.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, shit. But
no, or if they're choosing like the cheaper option for you, just like to not.
That's cringy, yeah.
Yeah, don't tell me what I'm eating. I eat what I eat.
I don't know. I'm like in between on that.
That's a red flag.
Calling you pet names most of the time.
Like what?
What is a pet name that you guys have for each other?
Bum. Like B-U-M.
That is so crazy.
What's yours? Bean?
Yeah. That's like more cute.
No, it's not. Okay. Like if every 5 seconds he's like, bum, bum. Okay, yo. Like.
No, watch, I think that's like weird.
You think bum's weird?
No, I just think like every 2 seconds, like even if. I feel like if you're saying babe, it's different. That's just more of like.
Bum is kind of ugly, I think. Like, why am I calling you bum?
Yeah, it's like weird. Anyways, I don't care about that one. I don't know. Cleaning your bedroom when you're not home. That is that's a cute. Green fucking green flag, please.
Clean it.
Like, speaking positively about an ex.
Green flag. I don't think it's a red flag. A lot of the times, like, how positive? Like, she's hot? Like, I'd still bang? Like, no. But, I mean, like, if it's like, oh, she's actually a nice girl, just didn't work out. Like, she's hard, like, nice.
I personally would never speak bad about an ex to my current, like, person because if you're still salty about the situation, too, isn't that a little bit of a red flag?
So, green flag.
Okay. Asking to have your phone passcode. Asking to have it.
I don't care. I'm going to give it to you anyways. So, I mean, like, to me, it doesn't really matter. Unless it's, like... What's your Instagram? Give it to me right now. What's your Instagram? And then be like, hey, like.
Showing up at your work unannounced. That's like weird. Sorry.
Oh, no, I like that. I really like that. Like if you were to come. Yeah, like,
sorry. That's not weird.
If you were to come give me like a coffee at like my lunch and I didn't know that you were like giving me coffee, then. How is that weird?
I don't know. That's all I have.
If you're just like peeking in the window and just like, hey, I see you. That's a bit weird, but.
That's all I have really. For the red flag, green flag game.
I like that game. We should do more of those.
Okay, what else? What were you going to say before? You were trying to find a TikTok?
No, that was it. We were just talking about how stupid that was, and we got into the green flag, red flag.
I was going to say something else, but now I lost my notes on it. Okay. So another update is that two more things that we want to discuss on the agenda today. Number one is... Okay, actually three more things, but let me cut it down because I have a lot of thoughts in my head. Okay, aliens.
God.
We don't like to get like political over here or like conspiracy. Actually, we do like to get conspiracy, but. Okay, this might get a little bit political.
Why?
Why now is the media talking about aliens and seeing UFOs? And I'm not ignorant. I know that they've definitely talked about it before, but it's like being exacerbated on the media right now. And they're showing videos of people, correspondents, talking to aliens. But the aliens in this video look like how you think aliens would look, like Hollywood aliens, like an alien with the big eyes. That's how they look in these videos that are circulating from the media and the news about correspondents actually like communicating with aliens. And there was this one video that was like, a correspondent talking to an alien, but it looked like it was filmed on a Nokia flip phone. And the alien was coughing. And they're like, the extraterrestrial is fighting a respiratory illness. And I'm like, what the actual fuck is going on here? I'm like, do people actually believe this?
I definitely think aliens are real.
I'm going to give you my thoughts. But I want to know, do people actually look at the news and hear what they're saying about UFOs and aliens and believe every single thing? It just like concerns me because, again, not to get too political, but you know, the whole pandemic and COVID, we saw a lot of people get scared really fast, rightfully so, but it forced a lot of people, it made a lot of people not trust their own judgment and thoughts because it was something so foreign, right? You're like, I don't know what to do. Well, so you're going to trust the experts.
Think about like, the vaccines. They said that it would work. It works. You prevent it. You get it. I got 2 vaccines. I was pressured to get it because I was like, I want to go on vacation. I'm like, I need it. I want to get sick. I got so fucking sick from it. And I had 2 of them.
Yeah. And like
it's just,
we don't want to get into the vaccines and all of that, but I'm just saying, I just hope people are using their own judgment, are doing their own research. And honestly, like just think for themselves when all this alien talk is going on. I definitely believe they're real. And I definitely believe the military and the government have seen them, have communicated with them and all of this. I do believe that, but I don't think that them reporting on it now is I don't know. I just think that the way the media is framing it right now, and I'm not saying it's the government or anything. I'm saying the media is just a little weird. Like, I don't think aliens look like ET.
I think they exist for sure. And Francis made had a good theory. He's like,
wait, can I say my theory first before you say his? Because it might be the same. I believe in aliens 100,000%. I think that aliens aren't necessarily aliens as we think they are. They don't look like ET or the Hollywood aliens. I personally think that aliens are some sort of like microbiome or bacteria or something that can cure ailments on Earth. I genuinely think that an alien substance or aliens from other planets can be retrieved and brought back to Earth and cure cancer and cure all these other things. That's genuinely what I think aliens are, because everyone's always like, yeah, aliens are here to help us. And like, they're not here to, you know, like destroy the planet. Cause I feel like they would have done that already. You know what I mean? That's generally what I think, or maybe that's just what I hope, but that's my theory. Alien theory.
But would that be in use though? Would the government use that?
No.
Safe? No. They
wouldn't. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But again, for all these like people who come at us when we talk about our theories, this isn't like, go and fact check this yourself. I literally just made that up. That's what I think. That's what I'm hoping.
What theory is.
Yeah.
Theory is what you think.
All right. Because people come at us for all our theories.
Everything can be theory. Okay. Yeah. That's exactly what a theory is. Thank you.
Anyways.
Francie's theory was that. What?
Wait. Sorry. Pause. That says no card on it. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Francie's theory is that aliens, that the government or we have been working with aliens all our lives, like in cahoots with aliens to advance technology in the way that it's been advanced now. Because he's like, from World War II to now, the advancement in technology is like fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like, think about the phone. Think about the computer. Think about the cloud, the app. I still don't even know what the fuck the cloud is. Like Apple cloud, like how that gets transferred. Think about cars and like the technology used in like hospitals, how everything's advanced. Like, I think that aliens have had that technology or like the means to provide that. And the government has been doing like exchange.
How
with them.
Though? Like where and why?
There's a freaking area of 50. What's it called? Area what? What's it called?
51.
That you're not allowed. But you're literally not allowed going to Area 51. Maybe aliens are there. Maybe they're working in cahoots. Like, I don't know.
But are they? But they come from other planets. So what? They're just like,
they have UFOs. They travel.
But how?
Haven't you heard of UFO stories and like?
Yes,
like Alabama
course.
And those kind of places where everyone's like, oh, I see UFO sightings. And
then, but what do they look like then?
I don't know. But I do believe there's different. Think about how huge a galaxy is. Like,
I personally think also
the
that.
Fucking, I'm sorry. You think the ocean scares you? Up there scares me. Like, thinking about what's in the sky beyond the plane flying is terrifying. Like, how does it keep just going up? Like, how is a galaxy and there's multiverses and universes and
oh, I believe
black
in multiverse.
Holes and...
Guys, next time we'll get into the split theory. But anyways.
Like, there's two of us on this Earth. More. It's probably three of each individual identical person.
Not on this Earth, but in different dimensions.
In different...
Every time...
I maybe have, like, one eye over here and the freaking one buck
Every
tooth.
Time you make a choice, the opposite choice is also already made. So let's say you're sitting here and I make a choice to get up and walk out the door. Like, I could have also stayed sitting here talking to you, but that's also happening in another universe. So like, your life is all about choices. Any choice you make, the opposite thing is also happening, but in a different dimension.
Yeah, I believe that.
Like, you're living your life because you're making it out of choices, but
also, sorry, hand up, dead people, past loved ones. I see so many videos of like, they're on the same Earth as you, just in a different dimension, like a different universe.
Like,
that's why people hear things or see things, or when you're really like in tune with your body, you can like hear or see things because, or there's signals or signs because they're there with you, just not physically, just in a different, like, it's kind of like a glass shield. They're just on the other side of like the dimension. I believe in that 100%. That's why a lot of dead past ones come to you in dreams. I've had dreams about my nana. Every day of the week, I've had a dream about my past nana. And it's weird. Like, one dream, I'll tell it, was really fucked up. I was in bed and she was kind of like holding me and like kind of just like caressing my thing. And then she goes, okay, it was in English, Italian, but she goes, okay, well, it's hot. It's really cold down here. We don't have AC in heaven. So I'll see you tomorrow, Francesca. And then she's gone. And I woke up and I was like, see you tomorrow? Like, what? Like, it's just weird because you're always maybe watching over. She's always there. Like, weird. It was a weird dream.
I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions. We should have a conspiracy theorist on the podcast with us to talk about some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, let's wrap it up. Thank you guys.
Three more things to talk about.
Yeah, but Got to wrap it up.
Okay.
The last thing I did want to say, though, which we can talk about next week, is did you hear that Meta has to now take down all of Canadian news?
Why?
Because of the bill that got passed.
What bill?
Like the freedom of speech bill online. And you can't, like, Meta has to take out any news, like any Canadian news.
I didn't hear about this.
Meta has to take off any Canadian news off of all of their platforms, like Instagram, Facebook, all of that. They can't have any news, like Canadian news on there.
But why?
Because they don't want people getting their news from there. And then people talk.
Why don't they want people getting the news from there?
Because then people have opinions on the news, right? If the news is just shown on the TV, on CTV or CB24.
Oh, like no one can comment.
You can't comment on it. But on.
Why
on,
Canadian news, though?
Because it was a bill that was passed in Canada. I think it was like Bill C-34 or something like that. I don't know.
So Canada passed a bill that their news can't be on.
It's a legislation that like, I don't quote me. Hold on. Let me just look it up real quick.
So they want to restrict our freedom of speech.
Pretty much. And people let this bill pass. AKA it's like whatever anyways. But
so people on TikTok can like no longer talk about news?
It's Bill C-11.
That's fucked.
So, oh wait, no, it's not. Wait, yeah, it is. The Online Streaming Act, which changes Canada's broadcasting policy and gives new powers to the country's broadcasting regulator, among many other things. After years of political pushback and considerable parliamentary scrutiny, the federal Liberal government's Online Streaming Act, known as Bill C-11, passed the Senate and has become a law. Bill C-11 amends the broadcasting law. The act sets out the broadcasting policy for Canada, the role and powers of the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission in regulating and supervising the broadcasting system, and the mandate for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. At issue with Bill C-11 is a clause that would require streamers, including social networks like YouTube and TikTok, to clearly promote and recommend Canadian programming in both official languages as well as Indigenous languages. Kind of, so people like basically can censor a little bit what you watch, read, or listen to online.
Why? That's so.
They won't really censor the content Canadians listen to and watch online, but people are saying that the fact that they have to remove the Canadian news online has to do with this bill. Again, I don't know 100%, but what I think is like, you don't want those comments on these forums of this news, right? Because it puts like other ideas in people's minds and like it allows people to start questioning and thinking about things. You want the news to just be the news, and like what we tell you is the news is what it is, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like there's no discussing it.
That's fucked.
Anyways, fun times we're living in. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week in 2 weeks.